Hi, this is Harold. Welcome to Transformation's weekly message and podcast. I'm glad you are making time for this week's teaching. I will have more to say at the end of today's message, but for now, let's see what God wants to teach us. May God bless your hearing, understanding, and application of God's word and message.
So Harold asked me earlier this week if I'd be willing to share my testimony with you all today, and of course I said yes, and I get asked to speak often in the circles of recovery, and when I speak in that setting, I usually start my talk with, you know, my name is Taylor, and I am an alcoholic, and that's because I am, and that's what I always will be, but I think a more fitting word for this setting would be grateful, you know. And so my name is Taylor, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I've had the desire to use drugs and alcohol completely removed from me. I'm grateful for God's grace and his love as I walk this journey of sobriety. I'm grateful for the spirit-centered people he has placed in my life, and I'm grateful to be a part of this church. And thank you all for welcoming me into this church. And so almost 3 years ago, I woke up in a treatment center not far from here, down in Dittmer. I'd been doing drugs and drinking alcoholically for the better part of 4 years. And what that looked like is I drank on my way to work, while I was at work, when I got off work, and I drank to blackout every night. And, you know, I did that for every day for a very long time. And in January of 2022, I kind of had hit a point in my life where I knew I needed help. And one of the blessings on my recovery journey started before I was ready to ask for help. You know, God put a man in my mom's life who had been sober for over 10 years. And so, and they ended up getting married about 10 years ago. And so when I was ready to get sober and ask for help, I had someone there that I could reach out to. And that man, Harold, has known him from day one of his sobriety too. And he works with him, and he's just a great God-centered man. And so I'm grateful for that. And, you know, that was God doing for me before I was doing anything for myself. You know, and I will tell you that when I first got sober, I didn't want anything to do with God. You know, here was my view on God. It was, you know, God made me an alcoholic, you know, and now you want me to ask him for help to stay sober. You know, that just didn't compute in my head. But I had been beaten down enough by alcohol that I was willing to do anything. And so when I was told to pray about my problems, I prayed. And my sponsor in recovery is the definition of a kingdom-centered man. And the first time I felt God's love was after telling him my deepest and darkest secrets, stuff that I was going to take to the grave and not tell anyone. You know, and after I told him that, he didn't condemn me. He didn't judge me. He didn't look at me differently. What he said was that God certainly loves me. You know, and it wasn't the words that came out of his mouth so much as the feeling I got when he said that, you know. I felt God's love flow through him and touch me, you know. And that's what happens when we walk this walk. You get to spread this light. And obviously I was asked to talk about some of God's promises that have appeared in my life, and there are many. One of them is, you know, the power of prayer. I remember when I was 10 months sober, my grandma passed away from cancer, and I never knew her son, my dad, growing up, my biological father. I knew he was an alcoholic, and that was about it. But I was going to have to see him for the first time at this funeral. And, you know, I was filled with fear and anger, mostly fear of seeing this person. And my sponsor in recovery said, I want you to say this simple prayer, you know, and it was, God, save me from being fearful and angry, and put someone in front of me to be of service to. And so I said that prayer, and the next night I was at that treatment center I went to. We take a meeting in there on Sundays, sharing the best news ever. And there was a guy that was in there with me 10 months earlier. And he had clearly relapsed, and, you know, he walked up to me and he was like, you know, have you stayed sober? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you've stayed sober this whole time? And, I'm like, yeah. And he goes, would you sponsor me? Would you help me stay sober? And I said, of course. And, you know, that was an answered prayer. That I didn't even realize it right at that second, but what that did was it got me out of myself. It got me out of that fear and anger, and it put me on a path walking with another man and helping him out. And so, you know, that was kind of when I started to take my faith a little more seriously. Like, what else do I need to see, right? I think in a lot of ways that has been the biggest promise of God for me, that shift of becoming a taker to a giver. And I don't think there's anything in our scripture that that promises us, you know, money, power, prestige, not in a worldly sense anyway, right? But what it does promise us is that if we walk this life with Christ, we will have a purposeful and useful life. Useful, you know, is all I need, really. And of helping others and sharing that light of God. And to do that, we have to be other-centered, and that is such a huge shift, and I fall short of that all the time. But what I know today is God does not make too hard of terms for people who honestly seek him. You know, and so as long as I try to do my best, you know, I'm on the right path there. And again, the good thing about being in recovery or church or just your everyday life, you have tons of opportunities to be of service. And that's when that idea of Harold talks about spiritual mathematics come into play, you know, when preparation meets opportunity and God does the introduction, right? Miracles happen. And my responsibility in that gig is to stay spiritually fit. And so when that opportunity does come, I'm able to take part in that and really benefit from it and help other people and be of maximum service to others, you know. And so again, I want to thank all of you for welcoming me into your church. What drew me back into religion was not being told what to believe or how to believe. It was the spirit-centered people that I saw in my life. It was seeing how they lived and how they treated others, how they treated me, you know. And once I was able to see how God worked in your life, you know, then I was going to let him work in mine. And in recovery, we say our chief responsibility is to be an adequate demonstration of sobriety. And I think that parallels here with, you know, our chief responsibility. My chief responsibility is to make our faith look attractive to others from the outside. So they want to come in and sit with me. It's been 1,025 days since my last drink. I haven't made my mother cry once since I've been sober. I've made a lot of lifelong friends, and I've tapped into a higher power that has completely changed my life. You know, and we say in recovery, if you don't believe in resurrections, then you've never been to a 12-step meeting. You know, and I get to see miracles every day. People like myself that have no business, you know, being up here talking to you, basically walking around on borrowed time. You know, I turned my life and my will over to a care of God that I didn't necessarily understand, and I still don't know if I completely, but I have this this feeling inside of me that I need to know more about it. And so when I did that and took actions that were seemingly unrelated to my recovery, I now have a beautiful life, and I get to share it with all you guys. So I will forever be grateful for God's grace, and thank you guys.
Hi again, this is Harold. Thanks for listening to our weekly message and podcast. I hope we have shared something helpful to you wherever you are in your spiritual journey. Just so you know more about us, we are Transformation Church. We are a church for people who aren't in the church. We are a Jesus-centered community made up of everyday people just like you. We refer to ourselves as Transformers, committed to helping God change the world. We meet on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at our House Springs campus. We are moving and launching a new campus soon in Eureka, Missouri, scheduled to launch on April 6, 2025, and we would love for you to join us and be a part of this Jesus revolution. We also meet during the week in smaller groups called house churches, and that's how we make it relational. We regularly hear from people from all over who are engaging in personal and group studies based on our teaching, and we would love to know if that is happening where you are. If you want to connect with us, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Vimeo, YouTube, and TikTok. You can also download our app for free and for fun from your favorite app store. You can find the download link in the show notes or on our website at www.transformerforlife.org. That's www.transformerlife.org. Inside our app or on our website, you can access all our available audio and video teachings and view and download our bulletin, sermon notes, slides, and discussion questions. It's all there for you. Lastly, if you want to learn more about supporting Transformation Church with your time, talent, and finances and what it takes to become a transformer, please visit our website. God loves generous people, and so do we. So a gift of any amount of your time, talent, and finances is much appreciated. Hey, thanks for being a member of our extended Jesus Center community. I'm glad we are on this journey together, walking shoulder to shoulder, helping people experience a Jesus-centered life and discovering the kingdom of God.